This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. From a courtroom in Germany to the press room at the Pentagon, officials are deciding who is responsible for the abuse of Iraqi prisoners. Soldiers directly involved face criminal charges. Two reports issued in the last 2 days also blame some of their immediate commanders. The reports assign indirect responsibility to some of the highest officials in the Defense Department, but an outside panel did not call for high-level resignations. In a moment, one investigator explains why he believes Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld should keep his job. First, here's NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.
In the 4 months now since Americans first saw the shocking photos from Abu Ghraib, a mountain of information has emerged about the abuses. Memos, testimony, investigations, but no clear picture of who ultimately is to blame. The two reports out this week try to correct that, and to some degree they succeed. The Schlesinger report, made public Tuesday, concludes that blame extends all the way up to officials in Washington. Here's Tilly Fowler, one of the report's authors.
We found a string of failures that go well beyond the isolated cell block in Iraq. We found fundamental failures throughout all levels of command, from the soldiers on the ground to Central Command and to the Pentagon.
That finding would seem to contradict the explanation that's been promoted by the Pentagon and the White House. In May, President Bush described the affair as disgraceful conduct by a few American troops. That same month, Major General Antonio Taguba told a Senate committee that the abuses had not been officially sanctioned and that military guards were acting on their own.
I believe that they did it on their own volition. We didn't find any order whatsoever, sir, written or otherwise, that directed them to do what they did.
How then to reconcile these two theories? Was Abu Ghraib the work of a few bad apples, or were top commanders also culpable by creating conditions that permitted the abuses to occur? The answer now coming into focus is both. General Paul Kern oversaw the other report out this week, an Army investigation into intelligence officers at the prison.
We found that there was no single cause. There were contributing factors, individual misconduct, a lack of discipline, and a lack of leadership. Cause, but no single cause.
Both the Army investigation, widely known as the Fay Report, and the Schlesinger Report criticized Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez. He was until June the head of U.S. forces in Iraq, and the inquiries fault him for poor oversight. But neither recommends that Sanchez actually be disciplined. For that matter, neither recommends punishment for anyone more senior than the brigade commanders at the prison. That's infuriating to critics who say the buck should stop with this man.
These events occurred on my watch. As Secretary of Defense, I am accountable for them, and I take full responsibility.
Donald Rumsfeld, testifying this spring. At the press conference for the release of the Schlesinger inquiry, the first question reporters asked was, should Rumsfeld step down? All four members of the Schlesinger team said no, but yesterday Democratic presidential challenger John Kerry said it shouldn't be just the little guy at the bottom who pays the price for Abu Ghraib.
I called months ago for Secretary Rumsfeld to take that responsibility, for the president to take that responsibility, and again today I call for the resignation of the Secretary of Defense for failure to do what he should have done.
Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution believes the moment for a Rumsfeld resignation has probably passed, which is a shame, O'Hanlon says, not because Rumsfeld necessarily deserved to take the fall, but because of how such a gesture would have been perceived in the wider world.
The damage to the United States has been so great that someone had to accept responsibility. This is a very, very serious setback in the war on terror, and I think by not having any of the top American command, with the partial exception of General Sanchez, pay any price for this, we essentially suggest to the world that we don't see it as being that huge of a problem.
Human rights groups and some lawmakers on Capitol Hill are now pondering whether Abu Ghraib still deserves, if not a high-level resignation, then another investigation. The Schlesinger report is the closest thing so far to an independent inquiry, but Rumsfeld himself established that panel and named its members. Senator Patrick Leahy, a Democrat, is among those calling for a, quote, truly independent commission. But Republican Senator John Warner deems that premature. Warner chairs the Armed Services Committee. He's been arguably the most persistent voice in Congress demanding an explanation for the abuses. And Warner says his committee needs some time to digest the reports.
Then we'll have to make our own findings and recommend to the president and others that we feel that there are still some omissions in terms of accountability, or the need to further probe.
Senator Warner has scheduled hearings on Abu Ghraib for early September. He hopes to learn more then and begin to close this sordid chapter in the nation's military history. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.